morning and welcome to a beautiful new week. It's Monday, August 25th, 2025, and it is day 36 of our 50 days of blessing. I hope you are preparing for the night of blessing. So much is happening. I hope you are building your expectations. I hope you are putting all arrangements in place to be with us in the presence of the Lord for that very special night. Glory to God. This morning, I want to read to you from Psalm 121, a very beautiful psalm of the scriptures. It says here, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help." Now, he's not talking about a physical hill. He's actually talking about lifting up his eyes towards the Lord, which you will see in verse 2. It says, "My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." It's always important to know who is your help. Who is your source? He says, "I will lift up my eyes," meaning I'll take my eyes away from the earthly level of things. I'll take my eyes away from my surroundings. I will lift up my eyes because truly my help cometh from the Lord. It is not in the hand of man to put you down, but God is the one that lifts. And when you recognize that God is your help, you realize that he can choose anyone to be his channel of blessing to you. So the Lord is your help. And always as we share the scriptures, it's important that you say the same things. Find yourself saying, "My help comes from the Lord." Look at verse 3. "He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber." In other words, God will not cause your steps to slide. He will not cause you to be cast away. You see, he says he will not allow your foot to be moved. As you take your steps in life, there will be no shaking. There will be no backward movement. There will be no sliding from side to side. He will steady your feet in an upward and forward trajectory. Praise the Lord. He says, "He that keepeth thee will not slumber." Oh, God is not sleeping on your case. Look at verse 4. "Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." God is awake concerning your matters. His eyes are upon you. He's not sleeping or slumbering concerning the matter you have committed to him. He's awake and working on your behalf. Glory to God. And you know, if God is awake and working on your behalf, why do you keep the night late, thinking into the night, staring into space? No, since he is awake, you go to bed and sleep. Glory to God. Verse 5 says, "The Lord is thy keeper." Oh, hallelujah. "The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand." God is my keeper. We share these things, and what you're supposed to do is to say the same things in consent. If the Lord is your keeper, it means you are preserved. It means you are helped. It means you are sustained. If he's a shade upon thy right hand, it means no harm will come near you. Verse 6 says, "The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night." In every circumstance of life, in every situation, you are protected in the shade of the Almighty God. So whatever is affecting people in the daytime or affecting them in the nighttime, none will come near you. Glory be to God. Verse 7 says, "The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul." Glory to God. God preserves you from every evil work. No wonder the Bible says, "A thousand shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you," because the Lord preserves you from all evil. Think about that as you go to the office today, as you're going to work, you're going from one place to the other. Think about the fact that God preserves you from all evil. Whatever is intended for evil will not come near you. You will only behold and see what's happening to others, but nothing will touch you. Look at verse 8. "The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even evermore." Now, you're going out today to work. You know, you're going out and then you're going to be coming into your office, or you're going to be coming into your home. He says God will preserve you in all these movements. Can you just look around? Maybe you are in a car or you're in a bus. Just look at how many people are moving around. In the midst of all these people, God knows you and he preserves you. As you're going out, you are under his protection. You are going out and you will come back safely by the power of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. That's the love of God for you. Now, I want us to also read Romans chapter 8 from verse 35. It says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" Now, that's a rhetorical question. He's asking you, what on earth could separate you from the love of Christ? What is that thing? Of course, the answer is nothing. He says, "As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter." Now, This in context has to do with the persecutions that Paul and other apostles were facing. But he's saying that even in all these persecutions, nothing will separate us from the love of God. Verse 37 says, "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." My brother, my sister, believe in the love of God for you. Trust in the love of God for you. Trust that nothing will separate you from his love. Trust that no circumstance, no situation, whether tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, none can separate you. In fact, in these things, you shine. In these things, you are more than conquerors. Verse 38 says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present." What are those things present in front of you? It says, "Nor things to come," nothing in the future. So nothing present and nothing in the future. "Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Oh, praise the Lord. God's love for us is demonstrated in Christ Jesus our Lord. And nothing can separate us from that love. He says, "Neither death, nor life itself, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height." Maybe you are in an airplane right now. In that airplane, nothing can separate you from the love of God. "Nor depth." Maybe you are at the bottom of a mine, or you are under the water. Wherever you are, nothing will separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want you to believe in the love of God. I want you to trust in the love of God for you today. I want you to know that the one that keeps you does not slumber or sleep. He is your help, and he preserves you in your going out and in your coming in. He says, "From now, even forevermore." Why don't you just thank the Lord right now, wherever you are? Thank him because he knows you. He loves you personally, and nothing can take you out of his hand. Oh, Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your perfect love. Thank you for your lavish love. Thank you, Father God, for your graciousness. Thank you because you preserve us in our going out and in our coming in. Whether we are in the highest parts on a plane or on a mountain somewhere, or in the depths of the earth, in a mine, or maybe in a submarine, nothing will separate us from the love of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now remember, Friday, September 12, 2025 is a night of blessings. That is one night you don't want to miss. Come with your friends, come with your family, come with your loved ones. Come and let us receive the fullness of the blessings of the gospel. Blessings of all kinds will be available that night. Blessings of salvation, blessings of healing, blessings of deliverance, blessings of prosperity, blessings of direction, blessings of comfort and encouragement. Every good blessing will be available for you that night. Call the number that we have been sharing with you, 090-764-15312. Visit our website, anightofblessings.org, for more information. Start getting ready to come now. We are preparing for you. We are praying for everyone who calls to reserve a seat, everyone who calls to ask about the bus transportation, everyone who calls to share their expectations with us. We are praying for you, and we know that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. I'm expecting you at a night of blessings. Call today or send an SMS to let me know you intend to be there, and I'll be gloriously expectant of your presence to join our faith together for the next season of your life. Please hold on for Pastor George. He's going to come and share some thoughts with you before we round off today. But do have a glorious week. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for once again speaking words of blessings on us today. We declare that the Lord is our help. He is our source, and we keep our eyes on him always. Thank you, ma'am. And to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received today's words of blessings from our dear Pastor Deola Phillips. She said, "God will not cause your steps to slide as he is awake concerning your matter and working on your behalf. So go to bed and sleep, being confident that there is no shaking in your life." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Now, if you haven't made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you, Father, for the power of your Spirit and the power of your word at work in their lives. These ones shall fulfill your plans and purposes in their lives, and they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Congratulations. And if you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, let me pray for you that you receive the Holy Spirit right now. I pray and I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you receive the Holy Spirit now. Receive him now. Receive him now. It is done unto you now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Congratulations once again. But we'd like to hear from you because we will have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin to enjoy your life of blessings that the Lord has made available to you. And if you have questions or you have prayer requests or testimonies from these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. When you reach us, we will be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at a night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, this is going to be a night of rejoicing, a night of victory, a night you'll never forget. A night of transformation is going to be for you, a night of the Word of God, a night of miracles, a night of healing, a night of salvation. It's a night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, for your free seat reservations or information about the security arrangements, parking arrangements, please go online to anightofblessings.org. And if you live in Lagos, we do have free bus shuttle arrangements to bring you from where you are to the venue of the program. You can go online to A Night of Blessings for details of the transportation arrangements, or you can reach us on our number, that 0907-641-5312. And if you have other inquiries, you can also reach us on that number. Thank you and God bless you. Now, remember to join us on the following social media handles for A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips on Kingschat at LG Zone 5, on Cflix, A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips, on YouTube, A Night of Blessings, on Instagram, A Night of Blessings, on TikTok, ANOFB 2025, on X, ANOB 2025, on Facebook, A Night of Blessings. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you, and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say